The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for May 8th of 2026. I delayed doing this week's Friday Short because the news isn't the greatest for those on the side of the working class and for democracy. We just had the ruling from the Virginia State Supreme Court today, which reversed the will of the voters in that state who approved partisan gerrymandered districts to give Democrats a greater edge. You know, like we're seeing happening in MAGA red states like Texas, Florida, and Tennessee, which just voted to disempower the African-American vote in Memphis. Now, thanks to the MAGA United States Supreme Court ruling last week, which lit Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act into flames as it claimed that the section was antiquated since racism is no longer an issue, MAGA Republican white Christian nationalists sprang into action across the country and immediately got to work to further gerrymander and solidify their political power by disenfranchising marginalized voters. The MAGA Supreme Court fought the long game to tear up the Voting Rights Act, beginning back in 2013 when it gutted another part of the VRA, which set a requirement that districts with a history of voting discrimination had to receive clearance by the federal government before those districts were okayed. And now, by gutting Section 2 of the Act, the burden to show wrongdoing is on those getting squeezed out and disenfranchised. Voters now must prove there's racial intent, even though racial intent wasn't one of the elements needed to be proven. Now, recently, the corrupt MAGA Justice Clarence Thomas, whom, by the way, used his race to fight back against charges of sexual assault during his confirmation hearing, gave a speech recently saying that progressivism is an existential threat to this country's founding. Yeah, he's on the bench of the highest court here in the United States. Strange, too, since progressivism helped lead to the abolition movement, Clarence. Now, I'm currently reading a history book that takes place during the antebellum period, just before the Civil War, in which all of these highly respected politicians who didn't want to stir the abolition pot spent so much of their time and reputations trying to keep the immoral and genocidal practice of slavery intact just in hopes of keeping everything together. Yet for all of their efforts to keep everything running as normal as possible, those pesky abolitionists kept pushing and pushing those Southern politicians to free their slaves or, you know, human beings. And those Southern politicians and businessmen just couldn't do it. And they stood their ground and it would lead to what was always bound to happen even when our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence 250 years ago. That's right, a civil war happened. And despite the civil war ending with the South losing, the cause, as they call it down there, marched on, which is why 100 years later, we signed the Voting Rights Act into law to stop racist white Southerners from further disenfranchising the votes of Black Americans. But Chief Justice John Roberts and his MAGA Epstein-loving and supporting MAGA majority on the court are now saying that something that's been a problem since the country's very founding is all of a sudden fixed up and we don't need to worry about it anymore. Now, excuse me, wasn't it just a decade ago where I saw MAGA politicians and influencers cry and complain about bans on the Confederate flag or votes to stare down Confederate statues and other artworks celebrating those who fought to keep slavery and who thereby committed acts of treason against the United States of America? And didn't I see January 6th MAGA insurrectionists carry Confederate flags in our United States Capitol building? Now, that was just a couple of years ago. But somehow, hey, and there's no racism problem anymore, according to the MAGA Supreme Court. Now, I talk about bringing the working class together on this podcast because the billionaire Epstein class uses the corporate media to divide the working class in a number of ways. And race and religion is usually their surefire way to keep us divided. The racist white Christian nationalist movement, which isn't Christian whatsoever, is driven primarily over its hatred of marginalized Americans. I've never been blind to that fact one bit, and I've never been blind to that fact ever in my life. And it was always, always a simmering issue whenever I used to work in conservative talk radio and I had to deal with some of those listeners. I could tell exactly where their minds were because of how they would talk about race. And that's why I always use the phrase working class instead of what many high-priced Democratic Party strategists tell Democratic officials to call us, the middle class. Apparently, they say many Americans, even those really struggling to get by, don't want to think of themselves as poor, so strategists tell Democrats to refer to everyone as middle class. I've always called BS on that because to me, when I hear middle class, I hear politicians who hope that dog whistle term really gets to those they're trying to reach. Yes, I'm talking about white working class voters. We're all in the working class in this country. Since the Epstein class, or corporate oligarchy and authoritarians, spend most of their time and fortunes keeping us apart, they tell white audiences, who, like their fellow black and brown Americans, are struggling paycheck to paycheck, struggling to get decent wages, education, housing, clean water, and healthcare, that you know what? You know what? It's really black people and brown people who are the problem. Don't you dare ever blame the Epstein donor class. Don't blame the billionaires. Blame DEI. So, have wages kept up with inflation once the Trump regime started trashing DEI programs? Evidence shows the contrary. Has the Epstein class and the corporate class bottom lines increased mightily since the Trump regime got back into power? All evidence says yes. And the Epstein class and the corporate oligarchy understands how a decent chunk of this country wants to continue to see marginalized citizens hounded, roughed up, kidnapped, and disappeared. Racism is still a basic motivating force for a good portion of the MAGA movement. And if I'm so off that statement, just look how quickly MAGA red states are proving the MAGA Supreme Court wrong by erasing black representation in federal and state governments. It's happening right now, but do you think you'll hear John Roberts or Clarence Thomas or Sam Alito make some kind of public statement saying, oops, our bad? No. But here's the thing. We can't reach that portion of the MAGA Republican movement. We can't. And it's foolish for Democrats to chase such disgusting people. But we can reach for those who feel like that they aren't being represented whatsoever. And we can do that by picking candidates who understand pushing back with real working class solutions and restoring democratic principles while ending the Republican Party as we know it. And like I've always known it to be, must be the fighting goal, must be the overall goal. This week, former President Barack Obama said that we need a strong Republican Party. Well, just like when he showed up and sipped the Flint water and said it was fine as the city was in the midst of a man-made water crisis, Obama was dead wrong here as well. What we're witnessing is a strong MAGA Republican Party, and it must be defeated and it must be dismantled. Capitulation and longing for the days of chummy bipartisanship is what brought us MAGA Republicanism. It's what brought us the Epstein class, which bankrolls MAGA Republicanism and also bankrolls many establishment Democratic officials as well. It's time to stand up for a real working class movement because they see us all the same, and that's why they work so hard to divide us. They fear if the working class begins acting as one, we'll actually band together and hold them accountable. But they'll spend loads of cash fighting to keep us divided while all of the government largesse goes to them. And then I'll see influencers and I'll see people on TV saying, you know what, I agree, Elon Musk is taxed way too much. That's the game they play, and that is how they divide us. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the socials, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Visit and follow Left of Lansing on Patreon and consider a small donation as well. Go Tigers and take the battle to them.